Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A world view from London with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Mr. Gilchrist.
Good morning, John. How's it going?
Next question, please.
10 out of 10, then.
There we go. Lindsey Graham wanted in Russia, is he?
Yes, an arrest warrant has been issued. And not that it's a bit like the other way around. Is there not an arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin? But anyway, Russia issuing this after Lindsey Graham appeared in a chat, a video of a chat, certainly, with Volodymyr Zelensky. And in it, there are two pieces that are put together in this shortened video, the video produced by Volodymyr Zelensky's office. And in it, Senator Graham says it's the best money we've ever spent, talking about America's huge amount of defense spending on supporting Ukraine. And then that dovetails with him acknowledging that Russian troops are dying. So it rather looks like he's celebrating the death of Russian troops, which is why, therefore, Moscow has not taken kindly to this and has issued the arrest warrant, which he says he is, after all, hardline Republican, speaks his mind. He's one of those, hawkish, I suppose would be another word. He's going to wear the arrest warrant, he says, as a badge of honor. He has rather angered the Russians before. He did specifically call for the assassination of Vladimir Putin at one stage, which doesn't always go down well. And indeed, in warfare terms, people don't do that because you're kind of playing with fire the moment you start doing that stuff. But yeah, nothing keeps the lid on Lindsey Graham. He won't be going anywhere near Russian territory, I'm sure, for the rest of his life. But were he to, it would be interesting, wouldn't it?
It would. And one of the consequences of President Erdogan's re-election is that he is now expected to ratify. He's been holding up Sweden getting membership of NATO. And, you know, one of the byproducts of the Ukraine-NATO war is that instead of stopping NATO expansion, it is expanding NATO expansion. But there we go. It wasn't in any way a clear-cut victory, certainly not in the first round, nor in the second round. And Turkey, very much a divided country.
Absolutely. I mean, 52% to 48%. We've had elections like that. I'm sure you've had elections that close. And you look at a 52% majority. It's not a ringing endorsement. But given the issues, given hyperinflation, huge national financial troubles, he apparently has a high trust factor on the economy, which is a neat trick if you can do it. His main opposition, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, a.k.a. Mr. Nice Guy, changed his tune mid-election. It was interesting that at one stage, Mr. Kılıçdaroğlu suggested that all refugees should be sent home, which is completely against his previous principles. But that didn't work anyway. Turks prefer a tough guy to a nice guy, at least 52% do. So it's a religious sultan rather than a secular boy scout. And what does President Erdogan offer? He's anti-immigration. He's anti-refugee. I mean, aren't they all these days? He is uniquely pro-Russia against NATO allies, which in itself is just a bit odd and a problem, frankly. He has immediately attacked the LGBTQ community. He's been clamping down on the media all the time and probably will again. He's not exactly pro-human rights, free speech and individual freedom. But who needs those in a democracy, eh, John?
How he has trust on the economy, I'm not sure. He has managed to reduce inflation from 80% to 40%, but that's hardly a ringing economic endorsement anyway. AI in Chinese schools, you want to go, oh, that's to help the children get even smarter, but it's not. It's for another slightly more sinister reason.
It certainly feels it, doesn't it? Yes. I suppose we don't have hard evidence on this, but what we have is a video, absolutely, which is for Chinese consumption because it has Mandarin and all the right letters and all that. Anyway, China is using artificial intelligence to monitor and measure school students' concentration levels in class. There is something a bit chilling about it because the video footage that we see shows pupils' every move being tracked by these high-tech surveillance systems. Essentially, it's a camera allied to AI programming. And in the video, there's constantly numbers changing above their heads and colors, indeed, indicating their head and eye and hand movements and therefore categorizing how they're studying or not. And of course, the fear is that this could be used to intimidate and scare children into compliance. And we all want our kids to do well at school, but let's take that just one tiny step further. Could this not be used everywhere? Therefore, in the workplace, for instance. And if there's one community that you don't really want that happening with, it's the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, we thought Big Brother was only watching us. The idea that all this other stuff comes along, not sure.
Thank you very much, Adam Gilchrist. Back with another Worldview tomorrow morning.